The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Decided to jump into Tasty Tuesdays. We do this every Tuesday only on Freedom 106.5 FM with Chef Sean Spencer. When we come back from this really, really quick break, we'll be taking your calls on food. All right? What are we going to talk about today? Food business. I think it's creating your own food business. I can't wait to hear about that. I feel I want to make some fries and coleslaw wings and make some kind of fancy name with a chef. Yeah, some kind of fancy thing. Come up with a new sauce. Yeah, I'm excited about that. All my foodie lovers, and if you have a food business, yeah, you need to stay tuned. It's Tasty Tuesdays. We do it every Tuesday right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. It's Carrie V and your company. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be touching base with Chef Sean Spencer. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. This is the station where you get to speak your mind. It's the station where talk matters. And right now we are in Tasty Tuesdays. This is our favorite segment for the week, by the way. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, this is my favorite segment for the week. And we are here with Chef Sean Spencer. And we are here to talk to
Nice. Hello, Trinidad and Tobago. I missed last week. I'm so excited to be here.
Last week was awesome because I did the show last week.
Yeah, I heard it was a barbecue. Wonderful program.
I started to get hungry, you know.
Yeah, but
you know, every time I see you, I just get hungry, right?
Should I remind you I leave the team?
Yeah, I don't want to hear you on that. I tell you, I'm vexed with you still for that, right?
Yeah. We go fix that.
Yeah. So, guys, today we are going to be talking about starting your own food business. Because, of course, you know, it's all about patience and rush. Chef Sean Spence, all you ever eat. Listen, we need to add these people to the WhatsApp group, eh? For lunch every day, you know.
Yeah. Well, you see, it takes time for a lot of people to get to understand and to get to me. All right, so I'm not rushing everybody all at once.
No, I would have done that.
Yeah. But once you try patience and rush, and I'm not gonna tweak my own horn.
I toot and fail.
It took me a long time to get here. I got run out of a lot of kitchen.
Serious?
Especially in Trinidad.
Wow.
Yeah, so it took me a long time.
Well, I mean, you start your own food business.
Yes, so, I'm so excited.
So yeah. I'm excited for that. Yeah.
I made a year. This year is my anniversary.
Woo! Yep. Big up yourself, man. I'm really glad to hear about that. So, guys, let me tell you my WhatsApp number. Of course, you can message us, ask any question you want. For Chef Sean Spencer, 306-1065. And you can call us, 627-3223, 625-2257. I know you own a food business, and you probably want to find out from a chef, an experienced chef like Chef Sean Spencer, how I could go about, you know, getting a new menu. How can I go about getting a new food? But right here is the show for you for that. So let's jump straight into it, Chef Sean.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, finding the right name for the business. We got to start there because, I mean, you want a food business and you ain't have a name for it?
Yeah. That is one of the most trickiest part of them all.
Serious?
Because you don't want to come up with a name. Your name must represent you. It must represent your style.
Mm-hmm.
It must represent what you're embodying. All right?
That
and so your name is very important. And another thing, you don't want to spend too much time trying to figure it out.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because you spend too much time, you procrastinate too much.
Sure.
So yeah, the first thing, a couple things that come out from the top of your head, write it down. And then you narrow it down. You write down about five. And then you narrow it down.
Yeah.
And then it may sound, the first time it might sound a little weird, like the first time I called I got the name. My partner had a restaurant before, and the restaurant was Patience. All right, and I asked him, I said, well, why your name
at
your restaurant? Yeah, Patience. And he said, good food takes time. But I find out like an oxymoron. I say, well, yeah, taking time, but you actually like you slow in the kitchen now because you had to move real fast.
You had to move real fast, right?
And then I say, nah, because I always rush in.
Yeah.
So that's it. Then the name came up, Patience, and we add that together. I had another business in the States called Jar Masons, which I had I had cakes in jars.
Oh.
All different types of cakes. And I named them crazy name like Cream Julie, Coco Lopez, and stuff like that. So I found ways to hear people kind of wondering, hey, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
So I had these nice little jars and I would wrap them in ribbons and stuff.
Yeah,
and I would
make it look pretty.
Yeah, exactly, for baby showers and bar mitzvahs and weddings and stuff like that.
So it's just that, you know, you get all the names that you can, because I mean not one name will pop up and you'll say, hey, that's my name.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there are some who chose the first name and go with it, that's fine.
No, still not, because when you do choose that name and you have to now go and register it, remember,
somebody might have the name.
There you go. That's why you need about 4 or 5 names.
You're right.
Yeah.
So what I need to do first is write down the names.
Yeah, write down the
names. Write down the names and narrow it down to the best four.
The best four. Let's say the best four.
Best four.
Right. So
not the best five?
Well, I say five.
Right.
Because obviously I just like to chew it on next one just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah, you're
and,
right.
And then, you know, we'll be submitting those names, all right, to the registration.
Yeah, so that falls under, like, the business structure then.
The business structure,
nice.
Right? So you must, you'll be structuring it right now,
right?
So you must get your business name first, all right? Then you have to figure out, well, obviously, we're dealing with food, so we know we're getting into our food business.
Yeah.
All right, so, and you have to figure out now what you feel comfortable in producing, in cooking.
Yeah.
Well, you already feel comfortable. You might like to eat, let me say you like to eat doubles, but you really ain't gonna make no doubles.
True.
But you like to make cupcakes. You can spend time in the cupcakes, making some cupcakes and decorating it and stuff. You feel
comfortable.
You feel kind of happy
it.
Making cupcakes.
Yeah.
Right?
So I feel happy eating it, but okay, go ahead.
What do you like to, what is anything in the kitchen you like to make?
I like to make, you see, tuna.
Oh.
But the cooked tuna, I like to make cooked tuna, and I like to make corned beef. I really do.
You like to make corned
beef? I like to make any day. I can eat corned beef whole day, all day, and pilau.
All right, so hold that thought. So let me see if we can come up with something for corned beef for you.
Corned beef queen.
So we're going to open.
No.
Oh, God. I like that.
The corned beef queen.
I love that.
Come get your corned beef queen.
Yeah. So you had that name down.
No, I just came up with it.
Give me another name besides corned beef queen. Because we need five, but just give me one more.
We need one more.
Yeah, well, one more fast.
Corned beef leisure.
Oh.
Yeah. That one's looking expensive, right?
Yeah, that's expensive. All right, so Miss Corned Beef Queen. All right, she got her name already. All right. We extract what type of business? A food business.
Right.
All right. Now we had to figure out. No, nobody in community eat one type of corned beef.
No.
So we had to figure out how we're going to this leisure.
That is easy. Curry corned beef, caramel corned beef, stewed corned beef, barbecued corned beef, fried corned beef.
Just now, you have done all these corned beef before?
No, I would like to.
But barbecue sounds interesting.
Barbecue ain't bad, you know.
And you know, strange enough, you might try it and it might come out.
It might score.
God, I might have to go back and try barbecue, boy.
Yeah.
Jira corned beef.
Oh, gosh. You know, talk anything. So I will have about 10 different types of corned beef.
All right,
in my company.
So now we need, like, corned beef is a protein. So now we probably need starch sugar with that.
Potato.
All right, so
sweet
potato, mashed potatoes.
Cassava.
Provision.
Yes.
What I did this week, I did a boil and fry sweet potatoes, but I used the 3 different color potatoes.
The yellow, the white, and which other color?
And the purple.
Oh.
It's really good.
Oh my gosh.
And I sorted it in orange juice. Yeah.
No.
And red onions. With some of my special spices.
Patience and rush, Ollie. Patience and rush.
Yeah.
I never think about that, but that sounds nice.
With some little chili peppers that give you a kind of. Yeah.
Hey, wait. We derailed it. So we're talking about the food business. We're talking about, you know, getting started, starting your own food business. Mm-hmm. So we talk about, let's say, for instance, Carrie V, she wants to start a corned beef food business.
Yeah.
Right? So you come up with your name.
Mm-hmm.
You have about five names and then you narrow it down. And then what it is you're going to give to the persons? What are you going to give to your clients or your customers? What kind of corned beef? So then you come up with different menus, right?
Different menus.
Yeah.
Yeah, different menus. But before we even go there, before we do, let me deal with the low business structure.
Oh, the business part.
Yeah,
all
because
right, all right.
You don't know in your mind you're going to do corned beef and take corned beef, right?
Yeah.
But right now, while you're doing that, you had to apply to Cross to register the business.
Right.
All right, Cross is a new registration company.
Mm.
All right, so you had to apply to them. Make sure that the name Corned Beef Queen is taken.
Mm.
You have to figure out if you're going as a sole trader, a partnership,
mm-hmm.
or LLC. You want to do this by yourself, you want to do this as a friend, or you want to do this as a corporation.
You can tell me LLC, is that limited liability?
Limited liability.
Well, what
which is the company is liable for all the expenses. You, the individual, is not liable. The company is liable. So let's say the company come up with some debts and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that the company is liable. If it's a sole trader, you are liable. If you have partnership, the both are liable.
So we had to figure out that
so
first.
Right, you had to figure out that because you had to figure out that and that is very important.
Mm.
And these things have to figure out early in the game before you go forward. So you want to go in business by yourself or with a partner?
Well, I want
or you want to get a corporation with 10 people in it?
I see that.
Your mother, your grandmother,
Your
nene, your cousin.
Next thing them take my recipes and them go and open something else. I want to do things by myself.
But you see, okay, but you see.
That's not island.
But you can't do everything by yourself.
True,
you might have the recipe. You might have the know-how, but you ain't had the capital.
Yeah,
so you need to go on here. You might need to get some assistance. You might have to call somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
That makes sense.
Because a lot of small businesses, a lot of people do have that capital to start up. So now, you want to think about getting somebody involved.
So I really need that partnership.
Yeah, because now, remember Corned Beef Queen had a pop she owned storefront. Corned Beef Queen was your storefront.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you want to sell from home or you want to sell from?
I want a big store. I'm a small store. Sorry, I get excited.
Get excited. So you need to set up.
I need to have a corporation.
So now you need to have, and I don't want to get too complicated, so now we need a business plan. I don't want to get too complicated. We ain't going to deal with that too much.
We'll deal with it some other time.
But
we
if you're going
to
a corporation, then you need to sit down and figure out a business plan with your structure.
Mm.
All right? With your corporation, who is the working partners? I mean, if all the partners are going to be sharing any profits, all these different stuff.
Right.
All right? But we will put a pin on that and hold that for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to say, and we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So right now, we send on the information to Cross, you send all the information, you're waiting back now for a reply, you get your reply, Corned Beef Queen is up and could be up and running.
Because I was now coming and ask you, what if the name is not available though?
Well, you could always reapply, you could amend and reapply again for a different name.
So the process would start over again?
It start all over, but it doesn't take as long.
Oh.
All right, and you could always amend it for something short with abbreviation and stuff like that. So it's not that difficult to amend it.
Okay, right. So we go through court,
we cross.
We want to find out if we want to be a sole trader, a partnership, or LLC, limited liability company, right? We go through the name search. The name is fine. We could use the name.
Mm-hmm. And you reserve the name, the act of incorporation, you reserve the name, you're good, you're inside.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say you start of an LLC, let me say everything is good.
Yeah.
All right, you take about 2-3 months, everything is good. You have an LLC, your grandmother, your nene, your boyfriend from 3 years ago, he want to be a partner.
Easy
finance.
Yes.
Right, he get true boy.
So, finances, let's talk about like a commercial bank account. What do we do?
Well, you have to register your business first. First, the business have to register. Remember, we register. All right, let me say we register already.
Right.
So once you're registered ready, obviously, you'll have your information. They'll give you a legal binding document. You take that legal binding document and you go straight to the whichever bank you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you tell them, listen, Corned Beef Queen is ready for action.
Yeah.
All right, I want my account. I want my credit card. I want my checkbooks. And he's excited. So Corned Beef Queen now should have her own checkbook that says is LLC Corned Beef Queen.
Yeah.
You get your checkbook, you get your credit card, and you're ready to open business.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But before we go all of that, which one did you put in this Which part you put in this location?
Well, I want to say the heart of Port of Spain.
Heart of Port of Spain.
Yeah, we found the location
already.
Of course, I don't think that already my name in the box. I want to be in the heart of Port of Spain. So we need to find the right location. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, well, two things come in before we do the right location.
Oh,
I should say one thing is most important. We had to figure out the menu.
Before we find the location?
Yeah, because it's important. Let me say I want to sell fried chicken. And I want to put it in a place that I know probably...
It's only health gurus.
Yeah.
And then...
Location, your menu.
Gluten-free and all that.
It's most important to know which part you're going to put your location.
Yeah, you're right.
Not only that, the demographics of the people, whoever's living in that area... may not partake of whatever you're selling.
They might not like corned beef.
They may not like corned beef. Oh. Who's this corned beef queen? You want to go put on that thing in Westmoreland and corned beef queen going on Westmoreland.
They could buy it for them. That makes sense.
They ain't going to buy it for nobody. They ain't coming to buy corned beef queen. You could stew it. You could juke it. You could do whatever you want.
You could put it in a gyro.
You could put it on top of fries.
All right. Nah, I get that. Yeah, you're not bussing.
So your location is important. All right. Your menu is important. All right. So once you see, you figure out your menu. All right. You pick your location.
Right.
Now, your menu will determine not only your location, but how big of a square foot that you need.
Because
if you're doing, if you say you're corned beef queen, probably you don't need a, depending, I don't think you need a big sit down on this, unless you go, what's the second name? Corned beef Le Jour.
Yes, you have to say it with sass.
So corned beef Le Jour, probably, if you're doing corned beef Le Jour, you could go up Westmoreland. No, you had to plate it really nice
parsley and thing around
No, we do no parsley.
No, we don't do that.
Go microgreens, honey.
Only I get paid my place. Microgreens.
You can't put the Le Jour and go parsley. Parsley was 20 years ago.
Good pressure in the camp.
If you come and you put parsley on my plate.
No, you'll blow it in my face.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Squash that parsley. Le Jour have to get the microgreens.
Up there. So we're doing some microgreens for Le Jour. So Le Jour is gonna get microgreens. So probably Le Jour needs probably a sit down restaurant.
Right. Nice white background and the soft music might be playing. Things clean, shiny glasses, silverware just showing a chandelier and
Wow.
Ain't too much?
No. You go, girl.
I mean, my place must look as the way how it sounds, right? Le Jour. It must
dream.
Sound with a little...
And you know, one of the things when you're creating, like what you just did, you have to stay true to what you want. Because a lot of people... one of the things too, sometimes, you don't believe in it. And because you don't believe in it, or you don't believe in it as much, and you go and you share it with someone.
Yeah.
And the minute you share that idea with someone, they who gonna do that? You come before the show? Where that going? And they started telling you 10,000 different things why it ain't go work. And before you could leave from that space to go to another space, that idea gets shut down. And so a lot of people's dreams and hopes get shut down. So keep your idea, keep it a little bit, make sure you understand it. Make sure you write it down. This is what I'm going to do, right? And don't matter, jump high, jump low, you're going to stick to that.
So
corned beef Le Jour in Westmoreland, chandelier coming down, right. So now we're going to figure out now how much money is going to take. Yeah, Le Jour. So now this would have been a discussion while we was forming the LLC, right? Because we're doing LLC, all business partners probably gonna put in, let me say, either one person, while you say the ex-boyfriend.
He's financing
this
thing.
So he probably putting in $250,000-$300,000.
Oh, $500,000, but go ahead.
Yeah, he balling, boy.
Yeah, of course.
So he putting $500,000 in Le Jour. All right, so which mean you're gonna get a nice little restaurant for that.
All
right, budgeting. So now we're going to allocate, all right? You need, well, but $500,000. Most people who now start, and I always say you need at least 6 months rent put down.
Oh.
Salaries, rent. Yeah, because a lot of people might open up something and they don't have, open up a business, I should say, and don't have this backup of finances. And 3 months into it, you're scratching your head.
Oh my gosh.
Case in point, I will share one of my stories. Mm-hmm. When I opened up, 3 months, we were very profitable for the going on 3-4 months. And then mm-hmm. one of my partners, he got in an accident and he had to advocate the business. And when he was the financier, and when we went to the account, there was nothing in the account. So one have to be very careful, the partners that you choose, who is handling the finances, the trust of all partners, mm-hmm. and making sure that everybody knows a clear indication who is doing what.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because you want to make sure that if you are a silent partner, mm-hmm. you're a silent partner.
Right? What's a silent partner?
Silent partner, like your boyfriend from three years ago.
Oh, right, right.
He just paying the money.
Yeah.
All he's the money guy. He don't need to have any daily operation. Yeah. You didn't need to know about that.
That makes sense. But I didn't know it's all this is getting just to start up a food business, boy.
Yes.
I thought it was just cooking.
Well, if you want to sell doubles, that is different. Le jour have to go down.
Well, I mean, So now, just now we mentioned, how important the menu is, because you must be able mm-hmm. to have the food there. Right?
Uh-huh.
And make sure you know who you're going to sell to.
The menu is one of the most important things, because without your menu, you don't know who you're cooking for.
Yeah.
You don't even know what equipments to buy. You want to open corned beef for your by your buying grill.
Ah, sigh. Let's take a quick call. Mm-hmm. Hi, good afternoon. You're live?
Hey.
Look. Which one? Le jour. Corned beef le jour. That's it.
French name. All right.
Like, you can already have a
yes,
you're customer.
Ready to buy from me.
Yeah. And she have a chef.
So, see, we good. We good with that.
We
need to figure out the menu. Mm-hmm. And with the menu, then we would know where
the
menu
indicates everything going forward, because the menu indicates your budget.
Yeah.
It indicates how much staff that you need.
Mm-hmm.
It indicates your location. It indicates your equipment.
Right.
All right. So every single thing arrive around your menu, from the uniform.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your goods to everything.
Oh.
Yeah,
so why we didn't start with the menu first?
Well, we had to register and get the business structure first. The structure have to be there first before. You can't put the card before the horse.
Yeah.
Unless you see you're selling, you're going to sell doubles.
Yeah.
You don't need to put no structure.
Oh.
Right? You're selling doubles, you make your doubles, you make your box, you have your cooler, your juice, and you buy your sodas, and your tent, and you're good to go.
Oh.
You may not need a tent, but you're good to go. That's the front. You're selling pies home, you have cakes home,
mm-hmm.
you have your oven, you have your ingredients, you go on WhatsApp, you tweet out, hey, I'm selling pies and cakes home.
Yeah.
You make some flyers, execution.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's
it. But with a food business,
Established business.
Nice.
You want to make sure that you do it the legal way, because you want to set up yourself properly in the beginning.
Mm.
You want to make sure that you have your checkbooks, your credit card, your money going straight to the bank.
Yeah.
All right. You set up yourself that you're paying NIS and all these different things. Going, you're paying, you're making sure that even if you have your food, you're making sure that you yourself, the owner, you're paying NIS and stuff like that.
That makes sense. Well, anyway, Chef Sean, when we come back, we are going to be talking about, the startup budget and the operating costs and all those things, because we are starting a business, a food business.
Yeah.
Well, that's for you, all right? News is next, guys. Keep it locked. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back, the beautiful world. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you get to speak your mind. This is where talk matters. And we're going to jump back into Tasty Tuesdays with Chef Sean Spencer. We do it on the Overdrive every Tuesday. Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
We're talking about starting your own food business. And who else better to have that conversation with? The man himself. Chef John Spencer, Patience and Rush.
With that introduction, I feel honored.
Aye. All I need to eat and Rush. I endorse that. So, Chef Sean Spencer, we're talking about, you know, but we spoke about where we want to have our restaurant.
Yeah.
We spoke about our menu, because the menu must be like on the top of the list.
Yeah, must be on top of the
list. We must know what the menu is, because we must know who we are catering to, who we want to sell to. We must know the location. We also must have the business structure. So we gotta figure out, you know, if the business is gonna be like a sole trader, if we're gonna have a partnership, limited liability company. So we have all that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about budget. Let's start about the startup budget. Let's start about, you know, what we putting aside money for.
Well, you said you're taking how much? $500,000.
Yeah,
that's a big restaurant.
From the man.
Yeah. From 3 years
ago. Who he gained, mate.
So he gave you $500,000, right?
Uh-huh.
So that $500,000, you had to allocate the money accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first thing you probably might need, you need to pay a rent.
Right.
You probably, whatever place might need at least 3 to 6 months or 6 months rent down payment.
Right.
So half of the money, $100,000, probably go on there, because you go in Westmoreland.
Well, true, yes. Right. You don't have to then go expensive.
I don't know why you went so expensive.
Because it's corned beef le bourge.
Lord Jesus.
Okay, that is it.
Then you need equipment to cook this corned beef le bourge. So probably it's a brand new space. So you need to put in, get money now to infrastructure, build out.
Uh-huh.
All right, renovations alone will cost you probably that nice place going on that side. So there's $100,000 going there in renovation.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so your $500,000 song plenty. I wish you did choose something a little better for people. Come on, people. Eh?
No, but no, no,
we're going
no,
with it.
No, that corned beef.
Yeah, you want
to pay your money for that corned beef.
Yeah, so now she wants a nice place. So we're looking at furnitures and fittings and all these different stuff.
Because remember, you want I chandelier. Already. Exactly. And I want to make the place look nice.
Yeah, but you see, again, that's why a lot of people is make mistakes. Eh?
Really?
Yeah, because you want the place to look nice. You're going to put out I'm not mad at you because now you want this place to look nice. So you might want to go online and shop for chandeliers.
Well, yes.
And you want to bring it in.
I want to bring in a proper chef.
Yeah, but the chandelier alone might cost you $100,000, eh? Because you want a big chandelier. Right? So you're going to get a chandelier and your fittings. So let me say your chandelier and your fittings cost you $100,000. We talk about, and a lot of people just make their mistakes, eh? You focus on the chandelier first before you buy a good fridge and a stove.
Oh.
And a fryer, because part of the menu, I don't know where you're buying.
Right. So, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, the menu dictates everything else. So your focus was on the chandelier and the lajeur and the niceness, but you didn't focus on the menu. Now, when you go and you bring in that nice chef that you're going to bring in from overseas, and he come and he see you frying in a firecracker and a crock pot on top there. Yeah.
And I don't want to leave.
Yeah, you had to buy a really industrial good stove, which costs you about $40,000-$60,000.
Uh-huh.
The hood alone will cost you about another $20,000 to $30,000. A fridge, a good fridge, $60,000 or $100,000. Mm-hmm. You catch where the money going?
Ooh. Well, I need to call this man, boy.
Yeah.
I have to call him back. But I need more money.
Yeah. Oh. So we had to go shop around, seeing the equipment.
Right.
Kitchen equipment are very, very expensive.
Right?
Unless you have a chef who really knows how to maneuver himself around without using some of these things. But you do need a good industrial oven.
Oh, right.
So
it
don't matter what you're doing, you have to get a good oven. No matter what you're doing, you have to get a good stove.
Let me ask you this, chef. So, like, when you buy these industrial ovens or industrial stoves, how long does it last?
Lifetime. Those things are catered. Long ago, they had some certain brands called Vulcan.
Mm-hmm.
They use hard iron. Those things last 3-4 generations.
Really?
Yeah. They still have the brand Vulcan, but the material kind of change a bit.
Yeah.
But these things are generation. Once you take care of your ovens and your stuff, generations.
Oh.
So you invest in it. When you're opening a restaurant, you're supposed to be investing for the next generation to take it over. I'm already starting to think who's going to run and take over when
me?
I... Yeah.
No, what?
You want to build your business not only around you, but you're thinking of the structure for the next generation.
Yeah.
Because, you don't want to build your business and then when you're dead and you're gone, all the hard work gone with you. You know, it's a legacy you're trying to create.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's where the menu is important, the amount of money and the structure is important. That's when we started off doing the structure, the LLC.
Yeah.
And making sure that you have a legal paperwork is intact.
Right.
Who is the silent partner? Who is the operation manager? Who is this? Who is that? You understand? So you want to put the legal aspect properly. Because you don't want to go back a year, 6 months, and then you have to go back and amend it again and keep amending. That's a lot of headaches.
Now, Chef, why is it that we don't get this information so readily available? So you see how you mentioning that, you know, all these things goes behind, you know, starting up a food business. How come we don't really hear about it? We just know that, hey, Chef Sean Spencer, he a patient and rush, he's selling this, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, and it will make people jump into something that they don't entirely know about.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, I don't know how to say it, because this is my third registration business. I did two in the States already.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my second one in Trinidad. I had Spencer's Catering before, where I used to do cater down South area.
Right.
So I'm kind of familiar with the process a little bit. But the process, you learn as you go.
Right.
I mean, these are things that they should have been teaching in school, and you know, there are certain school in tertiary education when they had white tape and stuff. A lot of the courses was to set up your own business and stuff.
Right.
And I think all teenagers or should have a class teaching you, because you're getting it's self freedom, self governance, managing, you know, your time, your set up yourself, because everybody wants to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
everybody wants to have their own business. A lot of people don't know how to go about it.
Yeah, like me.
And a lot of people, though, they make the system, I just always say the system is a lot, I don't want to say tedious, but it is a lot tedious. You have to be really diligent, and you have to really want it.
That's
what I'm going to say. You have to really want it.
Wow.
And if you don't want it, it makes no sense you're getting into it, because you're just going to lose time and lose money. You have to, and you remember when we started off saying, when you tell someone, if you didn't really want it, and the first person you tell you, you can't do that, what do you think?
That's it. Done getting your head already.
Yeah, and you probably tell 10 people before, and 1 year, take it 5 years, take it 10 years, and before you know it,
that's it.
We all sit down by Smokey and Bunty saying, "Boy, I wanted to do that."
I wanted to come up with a corned beef restaurant. So
and you know,
long.
Strangely, let me tell you something. But I will notice this in life: if you don't open corned beef le jour, somebody else is going to come and do it.
True enough.
It wouldn't be, may not be this year. It might be next year, but somebody is going to do it, because the universe is so tricky. We all have gifts and goals, and if it's given to you, and if you don't do it, the universe will find somebody else to give it to.
And that person's going to take that and run with it.
And then they say, but you know, I wanted to do that.
Yeah. Oh, them take my idea.
Yeah.
No, you didn't act upon it. So, talking about acting, let's talk about the operational costs. What is that?
Well,
when we start in a business.
Operational costs is a lot of stuff that we don't take in factors. Wasabi.
My heart.
Yeah, tea and tech.
My heart again.
Cable.
Phone. Internet.
Yeah, internet.
The links machine.
Links machine. Salaries. Gas.
Oh, God.
Goods. Yeah, these are the little fine-tuned things. Containers, boxes, strings, double tape, balloons.
Bulbs.
Yeah, bulbs. Toilet paper.
Oh my gosh.
So these are the operational expenses. And these are categories. They could go under different categories.
Well, true.
Stuff, yeah. But these are the operational costs that every business incurs. And which could hit you for 6.
Or 12.
Big one. Especially if you're down Westmoreland and you brought in your expensive $100,000 chandelier.
You didn't
cater that tea and tech was going to charge you extra $1,000 a month for that chandelier. It looking good. Yeah, but it has 15,000 bulbs inside it.
Hey, guys, don't forget you can call us 627-3223-625-2257. Yes, someone said their mind is blown by how you're explaining how to start a food business.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, you know, because I didn't even think about that just now. I swear, I did not even think about that.
Yeah.
Now, Chef, I go and ask your business.
Uh-huh.
Your food business.
Okay.
Right? How do you do it? How do you compartmentalize? How do you make sure that all the checks are checked? So, like, every month I know how to pay a light bill. Make sure that there. How do you do it?
Well, I you know, this is a great question.
You don't know?
No. I know. But what I say is a great question because I had to learn it. Mm-hmm. I had to learn exactly. It took me a year to understand exactly. I would say this. How much, I break it down, how much a week is my light bill? How much
a week?
Yeah, a week. I break it down by weekly.
Mm-hmm.
How much, because what I do something a little different.
Right.
And a friend told me this a while ago. He said, boy, when he had his business, he said, boy, get some envelopes. Simple thing as that. Get some envelopes and write down. And from light bill to gas, and every time you make a sale, let me say I'm just assuming my sale is $500 a week,
right.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's my break even, $500.
Right,
that $500 could probably divide in 15 different ways.
Oh,
right, that is my operation. Because at the end of the month, everybody gets service.
Everybody had
is one way you could do it. Another way you could do it is that sometimes, but when I did not started, I used to, I know my rent is X amount. I take the last week and I say, okay, I had to pay rent now. And I'm hustling to pay that rent. And good. The day pass, but I didn't make up the rent, you know. Shit, and I stressed out.
Good.
So you want to think ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to make sure that you have your 6 months of rent put on, or 2 months of rent, or 3 months of rent put on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to make sure that you have with that $500,000. You don't want to spend that $500,000 all at once in that first thing. You want to make sure you have some money in the backup, because a lot of problems are going to happen.
Wow.
A lot of stuff going to happen. You might hire staff, you start over staff. And before you know, I had a saying I said to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have worked in a lot of places. A lot of hotels and restaurants. I get bored very, very fast. So my limit is two. I think I did spend 7 years at one establishment. The longest I ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
But my limit is 2 years. I go in, I learn what I have to learn. I have the adaptability.
Yeah.
I go in, I learn what I have to learn.
I go and I
bust out.
Yeah.
They don't have to know that. That is my own little thing.
Yeah.
All right. And I bust out. So within the first year, every restaurant open, 95% of the staff don't ever be there anymore.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about new restaurants. New restaurant will hire a ton of people and they just wheel them out. Staff you started with, 95% of the time they don't stay. Because the business have an up and down.
Yeah.
A lot of people hear about you, they want to come try. You start off with a bang.
Yeah.
And then after 3-4 months, then you have a dip. And a lot of people will think that business is going to be doing really, really good. And you have a line out the door, you're excited.
Yeah.
But that is just they want to be easy, come see. They want to try you out. They want to go back and talk.
So
you want to make sure, and not only that, you want to make sure that your menu that you have, like for me, one of my challenges, and I embrace this challenge, I cook something different. Every day.
Yeah, I know. I know what's
you know, challenging that is to come up with a different menu every day for the past year. Think of what I just said.
I can't even come up with that.
And every item, you have to be better than the day before. Because people always want to be surprised. So I have challenged myself in to that capacity. Now, if I hire somebody else now, would they have that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So not everybody have that ability. No, that's me. I could do that, but one person use combi flageol or a double spoon, they can't change that.
It's doubles.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I kind of challenge myself to be a bit different and challenge in the sense. Yesterday, a chef, I did General Chow's chicken for a chef. Yeah, he had a private catering, and he said to me, "You can make General Chow." I said, "Yeah, just bring the ingredients." And he was like, when he called me back, but that thing tastes real good, but I didn't know you could have that. And he had it overseas.
Right.
But I like to challenge myself in making sure that most sometimes I do something, but it might taste authentic, but it still have a trini
flavor to it. Yeah.
Right? So you did say that you want to bring in a chef. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of places, there are very few places that bring in chef. Most of the hotels bring in chef. Mm-hmm. A couple of the restaurants do.
Yeah.
All right, because they're trying to have that authentic taste. Keep Up do bring in their own chefs.
Yeah.
Hilton brings in their own chef. The Hyatt brings in their own chef. Mm-hmm. And these guys work for exorbitant money. Yeah. All right. And it's kind of hard when you're bringing your own chef because you have a lot of talented people in house that could.
Well, you didn't make me finish that.
Okay.
My chef is going to be Chef Sean Spencer. Okay? If all I didn't know, now all I know.
Oh, yeah, no.
So corned beef Lejeune is going to be made by Chef Sean Spencer.
So I have to come up with real different ways to make corned beef.
Yes, and I'll pay it too.
Put corned beef on blast.
Wow. So starting our own food business, we know there's so much behind it before the actual opening of the doors.
Yeah, before the actual opening.
So much is happening. Now, I know you have a food business out there. Call me and let me know, how was it, you know, starting up your own food business? What challenges did you face? Let me know, because I think this is quite interesting.
Yeah, like
I did not know a lot about, you know, starting up a food business and putting in all the work before you could open the doors to your business. So call me and let me know. 627-3223, 625-2257. We are talking about starting your own food business. We are here with Chef Sean Spencer. Yeah, Patience and Rush. Let's see who's there. Hi, good afternoon. You're live.
Good afternoon.
Hey, afternoon. What's up?
Hi, Chef.
Hey, buddy.
You up, man? David Maury, does work for you?
No, sir.
No, he like to cook, you know?
Yes, we do.
Because I hear one time he said he cook shit iron, and that bothers me. I go on.
You like macadamia confusion. Oh, God.
Oh,
hey, Davey, make up yourself, huh?
Yeah, boy, Davey.
Hey, Davey is something else. 627-3223-625-2257. Hey, we're talking about starting your own food business. Have you heard about all the challenges that you have to go through? I did not even know that, Chef Sean Spencer. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you
man.
See, the operational course just blown my mind, and that's it. I feel I just want to.
Nah, don't feel that way.
Don't feel that way. You know what I'm going on, say
your hopes and your dreams getting shot too fast.
Yeah, but, my bubble done busted like five times.
Corn beef lojour. So if you are the creator of this, and if your bubble's getting busted already, we're going to live for the investors and the employees.
Wow. I mean, I know you will do a fantastic job in making it.
Yeah, but you are the mastermind behind it. If you don't have that mastermind, I will just come in your kitchen and just take your money and sit down and
go,
just
true, you're right.
Yeah,
so you and just to make some basic corned beef. And we don't want that.
And corned beef fresh.
No, don't do my dad.
We're not about our life.
Starting up your own food business. Send me a message via WhatsApp 306-1065. I know you have a food business out there, and you open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You make wings. You make barbecue fried something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever it is. I like barbecue, so I had to stick that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, had to.
Yeah.
I know next week we're going to be talking about equipping your kitchen space to suit your menu. And menus are a hell of a thing, you know.
Yeah, the menu is the most important thing. I mean, without the menu, you stuck. You really stuck, because you could have a kitchen. Well, if you're a good chef, you could just go in a kitchen and, because a kitchen is basic with everything. Yeah, you must have your oven, your stove, your fridge, your hood and stuff. So, so most kitchens is like that.
Yeah.
All right. So, but there are some kitchens might have, I went in a kitchen once and I used to work at this restaurant, and they had 15 microwaves, and I would get so
15?
Mad.
15?
I would walk into the kitchen and say, microwave chefs.
What? 15 microwaves?
Yeah,
oh, don't do my that.
Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon, you're live.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. What's up?
Hi there. Chef Sean Spencer, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I cool. Well, I'm not into the food business, but the ideas that you do have, not the ideas, but the experience rather that you do have with starting up with your own business is very interesting. Because everyone, like I said before, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but, you know, the details behind it, a lot of us not really savvy with it, my boy. So the program is very, very informative. And also sharing that your personal experiences as well too, my boy. Because, I mean, it's really something I want to apply personally for myself. But not in food.
You can't cook our. They can't cook
our. I can't boil water properly.
Well, wait, what is going on here, boy?
So, yeah. So, yeah, I just want to say thanks. Thanks for sharing that information. I really appreciate that. You got to listen every Tuesday because of time.
Thanks so much.
So he plugged in.
So well, let's hope that next time he tries to boil water, he wouldn't burn it, right?
And you know, I don't know why people think cooking is so difficult. It's not difficult.
Excuse coming from the most awesome chef ever, really?
No, because I applied myself.
Well, true.
You could do you're the best radio announcer.
Oh my god!
But you applied yourself.
You only mama guy, you know. Guys, we're gonna jump into a simple, tasty recipe. I like the second one. The first one for French toast. French toast. A simple recipe for you. And I'm going to say it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, everybody like French toast, you know.
Who doesn't?
Well, true.
Somebody, if you could find somebody who don't like French toast.
Yeah, somebody who don't know that much French and toast put together. Right. Gosh, they're probably, what?
Gosh.
Spanish. Anyway, so for a French toast, 3 slices of bread, 1 ounce of melted butter, 2 whole eggs, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon powder.
All right, hold right here. So you're getting 3 slices of bread, melted butter.
Two whole eggs.
So the whole eggs.
What that for?
The whole eggs are going to beat up the whole eggs.
Right.
All right, you're going to add the cinnamon sugar in the whole eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
1 teaspoon of confectionery sugar. What kind of sugar is that?
No, confectionery sugar is icing sugar.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, the icing sugar.
Yeah.
And 2 tablespoons of pancake syrup. Oh my God, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about how we're going to do that.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk fast. So you're going to take the sliced bread, and I think this recipe is supposed to have like 2 tablespoons, of milk.
Oh.
So you're taking the eggs, right. You're going to beat up the egg, you're going to add cinnamon powder to it, you're going to add some eggs to the milk to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to take the sliced bread, and you're going to lay it into the egg mix.
What?
While you have your frying pan or your omelet pan preheated,
add
a little bit of oil, and you're gonna take your bread and put it face down.
So you're gonna let it toast. Wait. Mm-hmm. So I just getting it in my head here. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking the sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mixing the eggs, the milk, and the cinnamon,
right?
And I'm taking the bread, the sliced bread. Dipping it in it like that?
Yeah, but dipping it just like that.
What?
Both faces, and now you're going to put it in a heated, preheated
pan. Right.
All right, you're going to a very low heat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very
Because we don't want to burn the bread.
You don't want to burn the bread. Okay. You don't want to, because the egg actually have to take its time to cook as well.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Right. So now to make French toast, just like what Chef Sean said, now you break the eggs into a stainless steel bowl, you whisk lightly, and then you add the milk and the cinnamon. Now you take the bread, you dip the bread in the egg mix and coat evenly on both sides. You don't want to mix not evenly, right? Then you place the coated bread on a hot skillet and cook until golden brown on both sides. Plate the French toast, dust with cinnamon and sugar. And that is it.
That's it. So simple.
I can make this in the morning.
Yeah, that is so simple. People think French toast is difficult.
I thought it was difficult, though.
French toast is one of the easiest thing to make. I don't know why it seems difficult.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I feel like I can make that.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make that. All right. So the next recipe, banana mango rum fusion.
So now this is going on top of the French toast.
What? Really?
Yeah, this was. So after you done make your French toast, you ain't gonna put regular pancake syrup on that. No. We not doing that. We Le Jour. We had upscale. Remember, we upscaling.
French toast, Le Jour. Next business. So what you need to get for that is the banana mango rum fusion. You're gonna get 2 bananas sliced, 1 ripe but firm mango. You could cube it up. Yeah. 2 tablespoons of Pontian rum. Oh, yes. All right. Now, to make the banana mango rum fusion, you need to preheat a saucepan. Add banana, add the mango, butter, and syrup. Add the rum and mix together for 3 minutes. plate and serve.
You saw how simple that was?
Yo, I have some.
Yeah, you saw how simple that was? And you're eating that early in the morning, but you start off your day real good. Yeah.
Hey, that's the way to start the day.
Start off your day real good.
French toast and banana mango rum fusion. I've never heard about that though.
Well, the Chef Spencer again. And you could see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you go on Freedom Radio, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you will have a picture of it, and you see what it looks like, and that picture, I think I have one here. Let me show you what it looks like, Carrie. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it as yet. All but right. Guys, let me tell you, to taste many more delicious dishes from Chef Sean Spencer, you can visit his restaurants, Patience and Rush, conveniently located at number 19 Sackville Street, Midtown Port of Spain, and you could. Oh my gosh! If only see this picture. We can find it on Freedom 106.5 FM, right? Ooh! So when are you making this in the restaurant again?
I have French toast every morning for breakfast, but I haven't done the one with bananas and rum.
Well, you need to. So guys, you can check Chef Sean Spencer, visit his restaurant at Patience and Rush, conveniently located at number 19 Sackville Street, Midtown, Port of Spain. Or you can even watch him on YouTube. Yeah, follow him. Chef Spencer 868 on TikTok. Sean Spencer on Facebook. And you can continue to log on to Freedom 106.5 FM on Facebook to view the delicious dishes and recipes. Details shared on Tasty Tuesdays. Chef Sean, so much, boy.
Yeah. We have plenty to deal with.
This always not enough.
Nah.
It is not enough.
You gotta come back with a second because there's so much different things still to talk about.
Yeah. Because I know next week we have to talk about furnishing the kitchens, and making sure.
Well, a lot from your target market to your customers, for you to have, I was even thinking about making sure you have discipline. Because to get up 5 o'clock every morning or 3 o'clock every morning.
Gosh.
Yeah, you had to get up and open this Le Jour restaurant because the employees ain't getting up.
In the West.
Some of them go tell you they're coming from Arima, they can't get up.
And they come in late.
Yeah.
Cool. Starting up your own food business. Only on Tasty Tuesdays on Freedom 106.5 FM. And with me, I have Chef Sean Spencer. Oh, yeah. I like the work with you, Yeah, guys. So, this is where we close today's edition of Tasty Tuesdays. Catch us back next week, same time, same place, on Freedom 106.5 FM. I see any lines lighting up, Let's take this one quickly. Hi, good evening, you're live? All right, well, tough luck for that. So we're going to take a break and come back. It's Carrie Vina Company. Chef Sean Spencer, go check him out on TikTok and Facebook.
Awesome,
go
good
check out his recipes,
Carrie,
as well. Yeah, go check him out on YouTube. We're going to take a quick one. When we come back, it's much more. Chef, thank you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.